Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 34 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And in this episode, I am lucky enough to talk to Tootsie from Snow's Barbecue in Lexington, Texas. You're going to love this interview. It's so great. I am tremendously honored to have a chance that she even took 20, 25 minutes of her time to talk to me, but that's the kind of person she is. She's humble, hardworking, value-minded person, and it's all going to come through in this interview. Talks about her history, talks about the early days of Snow's Barbecue, about Texas Monthly and what it was like when they got rated number one on the list. They've been rated number one twice, number two one time, and it's just phenomenal. I want to thank Clay Calgill he's over there at Snow's for setting this up. Really do appreciate it. And Carrie, thank you for everything you do. Please visit Snow's Barbecue. They're only open on Saturdays. It's not a far trip from Austin, and it's well worth the trip. If you're digging these, please subscribe. I'll be adding at least 2 to 3 interviews per week. You could check out my YouTube channel at youtube.com/Kevin's BBQ Joints. Lots of interviews, barbecue joint visits, woodpile visits, lots of cool stuff. Enjoy this.
Well, good evening, Tootsie. Thank you so much for doing this.
Well, thank you for asking me to do this for you. You're in California?
I'm in Los Angeles. Yeah, I'm in California. And okay. I've been there before. It was a busy day and I didn't get a chance to meet you, but I next time I come out, I'll definitely meet you in person.
I was here though that day.
You were here that day. Yeah, it was a crazy day, and I had to get out. I had to leave early, so I didn't have a chance. But now I know I could bother you. I wanted to know.
I tried to work it in.
Yeah, no, you and Carrie and Clay are probably some of the most gracious people out there. So we do appreciate it from the barbecue community for sure.
Well, that's a lot of our Southern Texas hospitality.
Most definitely. Well, I wanted to just get a little bit into your history. I talked to Pat Sharp about a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to also get into what it was like when you guys were were top of the list. What it was, 14 years ago, two Texas Monthly ago, I think
it was. Yes, it was in 2008.
2008. Well, let's go to that, then jump back to your history. What was that like when you found out that you were the top?
Well, it was quite a shock. I mean, there again, as I do nothing about the James Beard, I knew nothing about Texas Monthly. I didn't know they go around and taste, checking out foods and so forth. So that was a complete new experience for me. Carrie had made the remark Texas Monthly was here today, or Texas Monthly's coming today again. And, well, that's just another name for me. I was busy cooking out here. Because at that time, I did all the barbecuing by myself, and Carrie and Miss Phyllis and the girls were inside. It was just the three of us and his two daughters when we started. Well, they told us that business would increase and we would have a lot of business, and Carrie added on to the pit, and we had to set up a new cash register and more help out here at the pit, which was a long line when we first started out. Well, we've always had a line to purchase barbecue or eat barbecue here.
So at the beginning, when you first, what year was when did Carrie open it?
We opened here in 2003, March the 1st of 2003.
2003, and before then, you were working right at City Market, or were?
Actually, my husband. I had market from 1976 to 1996, at which time he suffered a stroke.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Stole the meat market.
Okay.
And the people that bought it out were a grocery store just down the street, so they asked if I would continue cooking barbecue for them on Saturdays, and I graciously consented to that because I enjoy doing barbecue. And then Carrie came by and wanted to open up over here where we are now located with Snow's. And I told him, I said, well, I've given my word and I don't back out. It's in stone. My word is my truth and I don't change it. And after a couple of years, he came by and I told him, I said, if you're still interested in opening up a new business, I said, let's sit down and talk. And we did that in November of 2002.
Okay.
And set March the 1st of 2003 as our opening date.
Okay.
he built the pits according to the pits that I was used to cooking on. And we never had to have barbecue. We would have some barbecue early, ready early. Mm-hmm. But actually, the brisket was never ready until around 10 or 10:30 because I only put it on at 2 o'clock when I would get here Saturday.
Okay.
When we got started then in 2008, Kerry came outside here. He hired some more help on the inside. And I made the remark to my youngest son that there was a line of people waiting to buy barbecue at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. He had a weekday job. So on Saturday, he came by just to nose and see how big the crowd was here. And he would help me. I would tell him I needed sausage or I needed wood or something that I needed, and he could help because he had help when we, my husband and I, had our market. So Kerry asked him to help, and he graciously consented to that.
That helped out a lot, I'm sure.
It helped out a lot. Mm-hmm. Of course, we lost him in 2016 to brain cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We found out he had brain cancer, that's when we hired Clay then to come on the ramp and help us out.
That's the transition.
I have two other children besides the one that passed away, though.
Okay. Do they work at all at the restaurant?
No. They don't work here.
Do they come by at all?
Very seldom. The son has just retired from the highway department, and the daughter works for a bank here in Lexington.
Okay.
So they have their own jobs, and my husband and I had cattle, so when he passed away in December of 15, the son began helping me with the cattle, so that's his part-time job now, is help me with the cattle.
How much cattle do you have?
I think I've got 20 mama cows.
20 mama cows? Oh, is that close by?
Yeah, they're close by, 3 miles from here.
Oh, okay.
I was born and raised here in Lexington.
Okay.
So this is home for me.
And at the beginning, was it mostly locals, or was it people coming from, were people making the trip, like an hour trip?
When we first opened up here at Snow's, it was just local people. Mm-hmm. Local people is all we've had. We had no outsiders, or very few outsiders, up till 2008.
And then everything changed after that.
Yeah.
Now,
and in fact, the locals got mad because they were used to coming in around 10, 11 o'clock and getting their barbecue, and it was a line, and they couldn't get barbecue, or we would be sold out. So we had to tell them that they have to call in or come to the pit, and we can fix them up there. It's been a lot of changes made.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, when Texas Monthly asked what time we open, and Kerry said 8 o'clock, and I thought, oh my gosh, Kerry, I don't have nothing ready or very little ready at that time. We're going to have to rearrange our timing. And that's what we had to do, start putting it on earlier. And that's where Hershey came in real handy. He worked till 3 o'clock at his day job, and he'd go home and take him a nap and come back up here at 9 o'clock to start the fire and put the briskets on. So
when did you guys start doing the shipping?
Soon after we opened.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Exactly how soon, but it was soon after we opened. Whenever we would have meats left, he had to do something with it, and he asked different barbecue places, and they talked about shipping, so he got into the shipping business at that time.
And it's now a pretty solid business. I know Clay comes in during the week, right? And I guess you're in today too.
Yes. Uh huh. Yeah. He's going to cook tonight again.
Okay.
Usually every other week or every third week, I think he's cooking for shipping, and it has done real well.
And so what's your schedule during the week? You have another job, right?
I work for the Giddings Public School in the maintenance and grounds department. Mm-hmm. And so I stay busy all the time. I work there 5 days a week, barbecue on Saturday, and Sunday I go to church and rest.
So what does barbecue mean to you? Do you think this has given you a certain vitality? Do you think? I've always wondered, what is it? Is it something that you still look forward to?
I really do. Yes, I got into it by accident, and then after Well, the gentleman that owned the meat market in Giddings, where I started barbecuing in 1966, bought a meat market here in Lexington. Me being from Lexington, he sent me up here to operate it for him. And I enjoyed it so well that I convinced my husband that we should buy it. And that's what we did. Okay. And operated it for 20 years then. Really had to get down and learn what to do with barbecue and how to barbecue, because in Giddings there was an elderly gentleman that barbecued, so I was just a helper there selling.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, I didn't know. So when did you start cooking? Were you cooking at Giddings at all?
At the City Meat Market in Giddings, yes, in 1966.
Were you actually cooking the whole time?
Not a whole lot. I would watch him, but actually I was doing a lot of the sales. Clay. Every so often, I've got a word coming across here. Is that okay?
You got a what?
There's some print comes across here.
That's probably somebody message.
That's probably a text from someone.
Okay.
What does it say?
You can still see me.
I can see you fine.
I can see you, though.
I think it's my barbecue group chat you were talking about with Leonard.
I know. Is Bert on that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, sorry. I don't know how to turn it off now that we're on Skype. So.
That's okay. This is not. We're right.
We'll just keep on and hope it doesn't bother anything.
I don't see it on my side at all. So it's. I don't see it here. So it's okay.
Okay, he can't see it, Tootsie.
Oh, he can. No.
Okay.
No, it's on your screen.
Oh,
so.
Okay. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Well. Before I forget, I just wanted to say that the people I've talked to, a number of people in Los Angeles, and said that I'm going to be talking to you today, and everyone said to send their love. It's amazing, and you probably realize that your love, but there's people in Los Angeles that truly love you and look forward to seeing you.
Well, a lot of people have been here from California, and I have thoroughly enjoyed visiting with them, and I hope they keep coming back, because. Oh, I enjoy meeting the people from all over the world, all over the United States, and so it's, like I said, I enjoy barbecuing and enjoy meeting people.
Does it surprise you how popular barbecue has become?
Yes, it has been. You know, used to, you'd always say a new store would open up and it'll last for a couple of months, and the new wears off and it'll get back to a regular situation. But now with the barbecue situation, it's been completely different. Of course, we've been number one twice. Mm-hmm. We've been second once. In February, I was on the list for the James Beard Award.
I saw that.
Among the top 200. Wonderful. And then I got in the top 20, which is just amazing and fabulous that I'm that well known in the United States.
You are.
So, not upset by not getting in the top five, because it has been wonderful just to be recognized top 20, and thank God for that.
Well, and yeah, thank God, and you deserve it. You definitely deserve it. And it's amazing too. Like, you become an icon in our business and in our world. It's fabulous. It's your hard work pays off. You're an inspiration to a lot of people, because a lot of people think about maybe retiring in their late 60s or 70s, and look at you. You're working hard in your 80s.
Well, that's true. I mean, I really don't plan on retiring. I'm not planning on retiring.
No.
I just hope that my health continues on. I know I won't live forever. I have to say that, because
we hope you do.
Just enjoy it.
When did you guys do? Did you do pork steak from the beginning?
Yes, we do pork steaks. Mm-hmm. They're about 2.5 inches thick. It's the Boston butt cut into three sections, and we cook that every Saturday. We have pork ribs, chicken, brisket.
Sausage, right?
Turkey breast also, and sausage.
And sausage.
Yeah.
What's your favorite item?
I don't have a favorite. I enjoy all of it.
Really?
Okay. Sometimes I eat chicken, sometimes I eat pork, sometimes I eat brisket. I change my menu every week, so I have no favorite.
And what do you eat other than barbecue? What's your favorite thing to eat? What, if you had to cook, or what was your favorite meal growing up?
I guess it was the steak, beef steak. Mm-hmm. Because we butchered our own cattle. to put in the deep freeze, and we'd also butcher hogs in the winter time. So beef and pork were my favorite. Of course, we raised chickens, so we also butchered chickens and had those in the deep freeze. So being raised in the country and on a farm, we ate all different types of meat.
You guys were only open Saturday. Were you planning on only being open Saturday, first off? Is that something that you guys were always planning on doing?
Lexington has always had barbecue on Saturday.
Okay.
So that's just a tradition for Lexington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Boom. And as a girl, I can remember Dad would come to town on Saturdays, and Mother would have him to bring some barbecue, or he would pick up some barbecue for us, and that was always a treat for us to have barbecue on Saturdays when Dad had come to town and sold cattle and eggs and so forth. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it's a very good tradition that has been carried on here in Lexington. And we're just continuing on. And at the same time, all the employees here have jobs during the week. So Saturday is the only time we're available.
And that must be fun, too, for them to work on it, to know that Saturday's coming up, it's barbecue time, and then they have to go back to their regular life and then come back to that world.
You know, if you could do it every day, Hershey always said, or people would ask, well, are y'all going to open up more than one day a week? And Hershey would say, one day a week, it's fun, and after that, it's work. So that's kind of a good standby to realize. Well, for a while it's fun, but you get it too much and it's work then. Still work as far as that goes. It's not all easy flyby.
No, watching you move, it's not. You're definitely work. It's a lot of exercise. What do you recommend to people, the people that are aspiring to do what you do? Is that something you'd recommend, or do you think they should take a strong look at it and know that they're going to be putting a lot of hours in?
Well, it's a lot of work in it, but at the same time, you have to be able to give of yourself to make a success out of it. So I say it takes a lot of tender love and care to be prosperous at whatever you want to be.
That's true. That's very true. For anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For any type job. I mean, you have to put your heart into it and really accept as it comes and make the best of it. There's down days and as well as up days, but you have to have a lot of tender love and care with you.
That's for sure. Well, that's a great way to end this. I really appreciate everything you do. I love you, Tootsie, and thank you for taking the time. And I'll visit you. I'll be out there in about a month or so I'll come out and see you.
All right. That sounds good.
Thank you, and thank Clay.
I think we'll be closed the first Saturday in May.
Okay.
And I haven't heard about 4th of July yet, so you keep in touch with Clay on that.
Okay.
Every once in a while, we do close up for 4th of July, depending on falls. So
excellent. Yeah,
I haven't looked that far.
I haven't looked that far either. Well, thank you so much. Have a great day and have a great week.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you.
Okay.